The Ireland Mike Show, it is really, really boss. The Ireland Mike Show, special guest on every week. The Ireland Mike Show, it makes you think though, doesn't it? The Ireland Mike Show, get it in your ear holes.
Hello everyone, this is the Alan Mike Show, episode 1. This is a spin-off from the Emma Roberts Power Minute. Now, we have three rules in this podcast. Number one is no mentioning Emma Roberts is the last time she'll ever be mentioned. Two, the special guests, if we ever have them on, do not speak until they are introduced because we don't want to freak out the audience.
No ghosts, mate.
No ghosts. And three, of course, is the biggest rule of them all, no racism by Lewis Richards.
No fucking racism, Lewis
we
Richards.
Know, now, you know if you've probably listened to this, you've listened to the Emma Roberts Power Minute and you know how racist Lewis can be. So if he appears on this show ever, we assure you we will shut down his racism ASAP this time.
You're right, Alan.
I'm good, mate, I'm good. How are you today? What's up, mate? What's up?
Pissed off, mate.
Why?
I'm just always pissed off.
Why are you pissed off?
It's like, because people give me...
You fucking white people. Come on. Come on.
Mate.
Use your white privilege. Come on, tell us about how pissed off you are.
I get pissed off at the pissiest little things, and that fucking pisses me off from start up.
What?
Well... I'm going to tell this story. I've told you before.
Did you just throw some bit of paper in my cat's litter tray?
I did, yeah.
Good lad.
It's all right. It's basically a bin with poo in it anyway.
It's true.
Yeah. Right. I told you this story before. It wasn't on air. I'm going to tell you again. Fucking annoyed the shit out
go
of me.
Go on, I'll pretend
I'm driving my way over here, right? And I'm driving behind this... I'm going to say it like it is. They can only be described as a fucking cunt, right? Who slams their brakes on... Yeah. Right in front of me, like, dead. Slams them on dead. And then puts their hazard lights on. Like, you would put your hazard lights on before you fucking, you know, if there's a hazard. So, and it was a woman. And I'm not saying that women are all shit drivers.
What colour was the woman's skin?
She white.
Carry on.
She's not doing anything for the of women drivers. Mm-hmm. So, naturally, I overtook. And I give her the wanker sign.
Yeah.
Now... If it was a hazard,
yeah,
not a problem, mate. But the reason why she fucking slammed her brakes on,
yeah,
that was so urgent, is she saw someone walking along the path that she fucking recognised,
yeah,
and wanted to have a fucking chat with them.
There's no need for that.
It pissed me right off.
Let me tell you now, yeah. If she put hazard lights on you because she was having a stroke, would you have given her a hand?
I would have, yeah.
You're a good lad, you are.
I would have, mate.
I tell you what, mate.
You can't leave someone having a stroke on their own, mate.
I tell you what, mate. Looking around this table, yeah, I can see some special guests here today. Can you introduce yourselves?
Our first special guest, I mean, you all know him. He's... I'm just going to let him introduce himself.
Oh, me?
Fucking hell.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the other guest. Hello, my name's Lewis Richards. I am the beautiful special. Nice to meet you all today.
And what are you selling today? What are you on this podcast?
What are you plugging, mate?
What am I doing? What?
What are you doing?
What am I plugging?
Well, special guests come on here to plug something normally.
What's the point of being a special guest on Earth? Yeah, about the thing
the
that
thing
you're
plugging.
You're advertising. Like, normally it's like a new film that you've made with other fans.
Have you heard me sing?
You could rap. You could play... Like,
what happens if you put Lewis Richards into YouTube? What is the first result that comes up? Is that you?
Usually.
What? What comes up?
Usually a black person comes
what?
Up.
Oh, Lewis! Come on, that's rule number three!
There's literally
Lewis,
three
that's
rules.
That's not an offensive word.
There is literally three rules. Don't forget them. The third rule. What is the third rule? Tell you what, let's ask our second special guest.
Yeah, go on.
Okay. He's he doesn't knock before he enters the room.
Exactly.
He just fucking walks right in.
He's a fucking hero to me. He's a fucking hero. I've known him a long time. He's a good lad.
And he's got the greatest ideas
for
American Horror Story season 15.
Oh, I can't wait to see it if it ever gets made.
Introduce yourself, please, second special guest.
Bruce Phillips. Definitely Bruce Phillips.
Bruce Phillips.
Nobody
yeah.
else.
What are you plugging today, sir?
Well, have you ever had intercourse and then afterwards thought, my dick is dirty as fuck.
All the time.
But can't be arsed to walk 5 foot to the toilet. to go and wash it, right?
Yeah, go on.
Imagine having a beaker of water by the side of your bed that you can dunk your junk into.
Oh!
Give it a wash.
This man is a fucking genius, let me tell
you.
I
read last year on Mumsnet, as you do.
Yeah.
As a fully grown 34-year-old man browsing Mumsnet.
Yeah.
About this idea of this penis beaker. And I was blown away. Blown away.
Have you tried it yourself?
Are you going to invest?
I'm not a lazy bastard.
Are you going to invest in the idea?
Definitely investing in this idea.
Lewis, would you use such a beaker?
It sounds like a good idea. I mean, I don't want to go to the toilet.
It's not about going to the toilet.
You don't go to the toilet in the beaker, you filthy bastard.
Supposed to clean your knob.
It's not like
you don't piss into the knob cleaning device. That's counterproductive.
You think you piss in the beaker and wash your teeth?
He's just finished and he rolls over and he's like, "Sorry, love, I've just
got to
do something." Right? Just pisses into the knob cleaner. She's like, "What are you doing, Lewis?" I needed a piss. That's to clean your knob.
But these days, you can't just sell the beaker because you need to keep them going.
Mm-hmm.
So, as a live service, I'm going to sell the penis beakers with some little soaps that you need to use.
Will there be loot boxes?
Oh, like, no other soap will
refillable, work. Refillable like sachets. Type
Like
your coffee dispensers.
Yeah.
Will there be skins for these? Like different colours?
Loot boxes, skins,
different
colours. Microtransactions, everything.
Different tastes, different smells.
Lewis,
why are you licking this?
No, you might want different tastes on your knob.
Oh,
yeah.
That's not what he fucking meant. He meant he wanted it to taste different when he licks it.
No, I meant exactly what.
Can you lick your own knob, mate?
No.
Try it right now.
Even
Lewis.
If you stretch the foreskin right up and put it to your tongue.
Lewis, try it now. Show us. Try it.
I can't.
If you got some of your bottom ribs taken out,
you could also add it if you had half your.
You wouldn't need the dick beaker then, mate.
As well.
You just clean yourself like
you
a dog.
You could, couldn't you? You could just clean yourself. Maybe that's what I'll offer as well, is like the premium service. We'll do.
See, Lewis.
Intrusive surgery on you, so you can wash your own knob.
For different tastes.
Uh-huh.
Because it still, still works, mate.
What tastes would you like?
I would personally like mango flavour for
mango
me.
Flavor,
as a Filipino, I like mangoes.
Mango's
I'd like
good,
a good
yeah.
mango flavour.
Elderflower.
Elderflower, Lewis? Lavender.
Lavender.
What's a weird flavour? It's like a smell, really.
Why would you come up with three different flavours? So, none of those are that. We've got.
Would you go for? In the world, but you chose lavender.
Would you go for?
Go on.
Corned beef sandwich.
Oh, no, I can't eat corned beef anymore.
My penis tastes smells.
No, it's corned beef sandwich. Just corned beef and bread.
Mate,
dry bread.
Of course, I would personally.
Corned
I mean,
beef,
my,
okay.
It probably smells better than my penis
corned
does right
beef.
Now.
He's a good one. Good.
Yeah.
The other flavours we pitched.
As long as it's green.
I'd rather eat mint meat corned beef anymore.
Mint custard.
Since my last job, an old man shat smelt like corned beef. I'm being serious. This was 7 years ago.
Really?
Still to this day, when I walked
corned
past
beef.
Corned beef, it was that horrible. Corned beef and dog food, that's what it smelled like.
My mum works in a shop and a woman did a shit outside of her shop the other day.
People
this
are
beautiful. Beautiful people.
This lady did this shit and just sort of shook it out of her leg trousers.
That's
just
impressive.
Onto the floor.
Have a then, solid shit and it goes
yeah,
through the leg.
Pretty,
yep, that's it. And
that's
then,
powerful.
And then just walked off.
Just casual.
Yeah.
See, this man here has come with a product to sell. Lewis, you've come up with nothing.
The third flavour
is
rusks.
Oh, you know what?
Can get different flavoured rusks, so you're going for original.
To me,
yes.
There's only
original.
Yes.
I do enjoy a good rusk. If I had some fucking rusks right here, right now.
Yeah.
In fact, next time we're going to get
some
rusks. Some
people complained about having that
connotation, like
the,
a baby.
The connotations of tasting, you know, like baby food and your own cum. It was problematic.
However, are you really tasting your own cock? Surely it's for the female.
No, it's for when you're cleaning it yourself as well.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But I suppose it's for the female as well.
Yeah. If you go for the premium package, then you can, you know, need for the beaker.
Yep.
You're going to want to taste something.
I want to.
My product design department has just texted me with the fourth flavour. I said there was only three.
Yep.
Just wing in this
now. No, let me just check.
He definitely did pick up his phone.
He did, I saw it.
Yeah, go on, hit me with it.
Top. Dog food.
Dog food. Oh, nah. No, mate. That's too far.
Dog food is really popular at the moment. Nah. Really, really popular with the young people.
If Lewis doesn't want it, I don't want it.
Nah, okay. You know, I know
that. They tested millennials.
Oh, millennials.
Oh, millennials.
Bloody millennials.
Oh, bloody millennials.
Lewis, are you a millennial?
No, apparently, according to.
Before. Young
before.
You're too young to be a millennial.
Because I'm a millennial.
You can't.
Are you?
Yeah.
I said it was like,
if you sort of, it's your teenage years were during the millennium.
It's like the
then yes.
They class millennials like anyone from like years.
Peak teenage years was that during like the first few years of the millennium.
All of you millennials out there.
You're all fucking
wanted. Fuck off.
No, thank you very much, mate, for your picture. When can we see this product on the shelves?
Right now!
Oh! Let's test it out on Lewis. Come on, let's drag him into the bedroom.
Yeah,
and
mate, here's the beaker.
Go on, whip it out.
Whip it out.
Here's some...
Here we go.
This one is mango flavoured.
Go on, Lewis, put your knob in there.
Just so you can hear the click so you know it's true.
Lewis is going to test it right now. He's going to get his knob out.
It's not a very loud click, is it?
It's not. You need to work on the clip.
Yeah. There you go. Let's get it out then.
Mango flavour. Mango flavour mixed with.
Can I have a quick smell of it?
And cleanse gel. That's an odd choice.
That is beautiful. That is a lovely smell.
Oh no, that's for the sanitisation part.
For human consumption.
Go on, Lewis. Put your knob in it then. Go on.
Oh, that's nice.
Go on, Lewis.
Come on. Yeah.
Pop it in.
I'm not taking my penis out.
Do you
Why
put
not?
The cleansing gel on your penis or in the beaker?
I wouldn't suggest putting it anywhere near your flesh.
Lewis, why will you not clean your penis for us right now?
Because I've already cleaned your penis.
At this moment.
Lewis, when was the last time you needed to clean your penis for a fee? What do you mean?
You've never cleaned your penis! I want to see this now!
He's just like, take me as I am, or not at all. I like that, I respect
that you've never cleaned your penis.
I mean, I'm always clean technically, so I don't never typically for an occasion.
Technically, always clean.
He's the cleanliest man I've ever seen.
Never, ever dirty.
No.
Like, even, except for my mind. Even those few seconds after you've done a shit. Your shit just goes straight from your arse to the toilet. There's never any residue.
To be fair, Lewis shits like a fucking horse.
My shit at work are like solids, so there's no resin afterwards.
But how wide is your arsehole? Because surely it would like scrape the sides.
I've got a little bum hole.
You got a little bum hole. So how come your arse is so clean when you shit?
Because my intestines as well are quite small, so how it works
How do you
is
know?
I've got a small nose, so I've got a little intestine, so the poo that forms inside is really small, so it's probably like no bigger than a pencil.
your arsehole's no bigger than a pencil.
No, my poo's no bigger than a pencil, my arsehole's a little bit bigger than
like
a pencil.
It's like a thin pencil, like a worm.
Yeah. It's like, you ever got Play-Doh and like rolled it together and try to get as small as you can?
Yeah.
That's like basically what it is.
Go on, I don't want to see it now. You've actually intrigued me.
I can't take a shit right now. I haven't had anything to eat.
Next time you take... Next time you take a shit like this, we want to see it. I'll post on the YouTube channel.
There's a cat litter tray right there.
Yeah,
so
take a shit in there.
Just take a shit in that.
And then...
But I don't need a shit, that's the point.
And then wipe your cock with...
Yeah, wash your cock with
the penis. He doesn't need that, he's always clean. He's literally always clean. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Have I ever told you the story about the guy who wiped his cock and then accidentally got cum on his daughter?
No? Go on, hit me with it.
So, he's fucking his missus.
Yeah. Is his daughter his missus?
No.
Okay.
Then,
go on.
Cleans up afterwards.
Yeah.
Cleans up with some tissues. This is why the penis pick is needed.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
Cleans it up all with tissue. Throws the tissue side of the bed. I think his 7-year-old daughter comes in the next morning, picks up the tissue, sneezes using it.
Oh, God.
Gets dribbles of cum all on her face. And it's like, oh, you've got some, like, you've got some sneeze on you there, snot. Some snot on you there. Let's wipe that up before the wife sees.
I mean, it's essentially the same thing. Yeah. One has
can I point in, as someone who has tested this, cum does dry quite quick.
You've tested pulling the semen on a seven-year-old girl's face.
Can I?
We need a new rule, rule four. No paedophilia by Lewis.
No nonsense.
That's for everyone, not Lewis.
This should not have to be a rule. It should just be a given.
For semen to dry is not, like, what do you say, 7 hours?
I didn't say 7 hours. No, let me. 7-year-old?
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, you wasn't even listening.
I wasn't even paying attention to that bit. I thought you said 7 hours. Like, in 7 hours, that would have dried.
Now, I'll tell you what, when you don't use the penis beaker and you just.
Why would someone make up that story? It's a horrible story that you wouldn't want to admit to.
Yeah, you really wouldn't.
When you don't use the penis beaker and the spunk just dries in your pubes and it's like, you got loads of, you know when you get loads of hairspray and it's really dried and it's all dried, that's no good.
Rock hard.
This is why I have hard wooden floors.
What, so you can spunk on
them? Spunk all over it, it's an easy clean.
You're saying you spunk on the floor?
Jesus.
Just on the floor? Just on the floor, you don't...
Specifically for that reason.
Do you not have a spunk rag?
No.
Why not?
A sock.
I don't need one.
Now, let me tell you now.
When you were house hunting, when you were house hunting, did you specifically ask for hard wooden floors? Has the room got hard wooden floors? Yes, why do you ask? Because I like to spunk on the floor, and if it's hardwood, then I can just clean it up dead easy.
I've learned, using carpet floors and leaving it to dry, it makes it rock hard.
To be fair, I have learned this as well.
I got something to test for. So I thought, right, well, this is a lot better for me, because it just means it's going to get hard on the floor, and I can just mop it up later on.
Is your entire bedroom area, or wherever you spunk, hard wooden floor?
Yes.
Then you can spunk it anywhere in your bedroom.
Just don't get it down the gaps.
There's no gap because the bed's in like a corner. Uh-huh. So I just basically sit on the bed.
But it depends on who's stored.
Wank
who's,
onto the floor.
With my laptop.
Who's installed the laminate floor?
He just sits there, wanking his little knob into fucking dust, spunking on the floor.
That like is beautiful. Let me.
When an image.
As you may know, everyone, I briefly for about a year was a wrestler. The wrestler, as you may know. And as you may know, the special guest a few weeks ago on the other podcast I do.
We're not allowed to mention her name.
Kat Von Cage. It's actually this dressing gown. It actually went missing for an event. I think I threw it in the crowd or something.
All right.
And I said to Kat Von Cage, have you seen my spunk rag? Which is true. And she was like, woo, I touched that!
So Kat Von Cage just touched your
spunk. She has touched my spunk.
Well, you're also saying the thing you're wearing right now is your spunk.
I have washed it.
Okay.
Hopefully she doesn't, you know.
Get impregnated by
making babies.
Maybe.
Asian babies on the way.
Wait, what's this? Asian babies? What do you mean?
What's the wrong with that?
Right, this is your first strike. Alright, this is your first strike.
I didn't even know it was Asian
until
you just mentioned it.
There's no strikes in football.
Yeah, there is this yellow card and red card.
Yellow card?
Here we go. Yellow card.
Racist bastard.
Yellow. That's strike number two. It's baseball, you div. Right, anyway. Baseball and football are two different things.
You both have a ball, don't you?
You've got one more... Yeah, but in one game, yeah, you throw the ball at someone else who's holding a big stick, called a bat, and they bat the ball.
Theoretically,
in the other game,
if a goalkeeper wanted, he could get a bat.
Let me finish, and then you might learn something.
No.
In the other game, it's 11 people, against another 11 people, and they kick all around.
Yeah.
Football.
No bats involved.
I've seen
hard work.
Let's just carry on. I tell you what, lads. We're going to make this a recurring feature, my movie reviews. Now, I've been watching a lot of films this week. I watched Hereditary. Ask me any question you want about Hereditary. Go.
Hereditary, was it fantastic?
It was good, mate. It was good. Now, I tell you what, though.
Was it?
Every fucking horror movie website is saying this is the greatest horror film of all time. It's the new motherfucking Exorcist. When you watch it, you'll involuntarily shit and piss yourself. Every orifice of your body pissing shit will dribble out of it. It's alright, it's not that scary.
Mm. Was it an enjoyable watch?
It was an enjoyable watch. I enjoyed it.
How does it rank with like the big, more recent like modern horror films like, you know, Babadook, It Follows, etc., etc., etc. Quiet Place, Get Out.
I enjoyed Quiet Place.
It's more like The Witch, you know, like a slow
The
burn.
Witch, I like The Witch.
Yeah, it's stuff like that rather than like the other masterpiece that was released recently. Oh, fucking Truth or Dare. Now, Truth or Dare, what a fucking film. Now, that's what I like in a movie. Truth or Dare, they said Truth or Dare, yeah, and they said to tell the truth, yeah, or a dare, yeah. And if they did a dare, yeah, they had to do things like stab someone and shit.
Oh, shit.
Now, that's a film. That is a film. Now, this
is there any supernatural in it?
Of course, mate.
Okay.
It was a fucking ghost doing Truth or Dare. A fucking ghost. Now, I'm not sure what this has got to do with Hereditary. I'm on a tangent here. I tell you what is a good film, though. Fucking Super Troopers 2. Two. Not one.
I didn't even know there was a one. Sorry.
How did you not know there was...
Superb Troopers?
Super Troopers, mate.
How long ago did it come out?
About 18 years ago.
Oh, yeah, I do know that. Yeah, I know.
Let me tell you, yeah? If you like Super Troopers 1, yeah? It's the exact same fucking film.
Oh, shit.
Apart from they're 18 years older. Now, I had actually never seen Super Troopers 1... until about a few hours before I watched Super Troopers 2. I thought, I need to watch the first one.
Yeah.
It was really fucking weird watching the same actors, but just like 20 years old and melted.
They'd all just been standing
up. Other than that, if you told me it was the same fucking film, I'd believe you.
So really tedious watching it.
Nah, it's fine. It's just fucking... It's no fucking Chips. Now, Chips is one of the greatest films of all time. Have
Chips
you seen Chips yet?
I haven't seen it. I couldn't
you
bring
need to
to
watch.
Do
you need to watch Chips, mate.
Latest film, what? I watched Jumanji recently, and that was it.
That's good as well.
Now, here's the thing about Chips,
yeah? Yeah?
Chips has penises in. The Rock does not get his penis out in Jumanji.
No, they talk about penises.
Yeah, but there's no penises involved. However, there is penises in Super Troopers 2, which I enjoy. I enjoy a good penis in the film.
Was it a big penis? Was it?
It was a decent sized penis.
Yeah, but it can be misleading because it's on the big screen. Everything looks bigger
compared to the size of a leg. It looked decent size.
Have you seen Antichrist?
I have seen Antichrist. I like
the
bit
better
where
than the penis in that.
That like gets cut off.
Willem Dafoe cuts his own cocker.
That's a genius one. Let me tell.
Sorry, spoilers.
It's all right, mate. It's all right, mate. Let me tell. Do you have
a
film I watched?
We don't give a shit about spoilers on the Alan Mike Show.
Yeah,
if you haven't seen it, fuck you.
Yeah,
see
yeah.
Films.
But,
go and watch them.
Yeah, but I was told specifically not to spoil Hereditary, which I haven't because I'm a good lad. Now, do you have a film I watched? Is Ocean's 8? Yeah.
Right.
Sarah Paulson is in it.
Yeah.
Who was in American Horror Story.
Oh. Yeah.
That's the end of my review. Thank you very much. That's the end of my review section.
Thank you.
Has anyone else watched any films lately?
I saw Final Destination 5.
I like Final Destination 5.
It's got a montage at the end of all the other ones. It's
you know,
fantastic.
Spoilers for Final Destination 5. You know what I liked about it most? It's a prequel.
Yeah.
You don't know until the end. The twist
that's
is,
the twist.
The twist is legitimately
when they're getting on the plane,
good.
It was pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
Like, oh, shit.
I think Final Destination films are just films about stupid people
have
making bad decisions.
Yeah.
Have
and
you
then
seen
blame it on something?
Final Destination? I don't give a fuck. One, two, and five are good films.
What about The Final Destination?
That one's shit. The fourth one is shit. I'm actually scared I know which one The Final Destination is. It's the fourth one.
Is it shocking?
One, innovative. You know what? I've never seen a film without premise before. I like it. Two, the fucking car crash at the beginning is fucking sugoi.
That's the thing that if you ever say anything to anyone about Final Destination,
yeah,
that is the one thing they remember about all those films.
The locks coming through.
Yeah,
yeah. The two is brilliant. Two is brilliant. Three, the roller coaster, fucking shit. Four, I don't even remember what fucking happened in the Final Destination. But five, though, that twist at the end was like,
that was good. I saw Texas Chainsaw, which I think was a prequel as well.
Yeah, I already explained my problem.
One.
Yeah, the one with EastEnders and Leatherface just gets in a car crash and becomes retarded.
Yeah, that's it. And they trick you into thinking one person's Leatherface.
Yeah, there's like a
fat
kid.
There's a fat guy who looks like Leatherface. He's got the wrangly hair like Leatherface. And he's like, and you're like, that is Leatherface, definitely.
Yeah.
And then like the other person.
That turns out it's some gut pretty boy from EastEnders.
Yeah, it turns out it's Leatherface.
Fucking bullshit.
Barry from EastEnders.
Barry. Lewis, you watching any films lately?
Incredibles 2.
Did you watch it?
Yeah. Only because someone put on a thing, a passive nausea. It's like, They're like, what? I went to see an early viewing of this. Spoilers, don't watch this. It's got loads of flashing.
So you went to see
and lights
and seizures. Just to see fucking get a seizure. I really fucking want to go and have a seizure. And ready for this seizure? Did you ask for a refund? Did you come back into the foyer?
Excuse me.
I didn't have a fucking seizure. I look demand at this random blog post.
Did you watch it legally?
I demand a seizure or a refund.
No, I watched it in the cinema.
Which cinema showed it? I know Cineworld showed it the other day in a secret and limited screening.
Isn't it out? Like,
no, it's out July 13th.
Yeah,
13th. That's not. I'm pretty sure it's out this week.
Are you sure it wasn't the first?
Have you watched
one?
The
you sure
first
you didn't
one?
Accidentally see?
Have you watched the film early, a month early, for no reason? They definitely showed it in the secret and limited screen. I couldn't get into it. I realised there was something wrong because the secret and limited screenings never fucking sell out ever. Someone fucking tipped these motherfuckers off.
At least no.
I heard it.
It's out July 13th.
June 15th
for Canada
America.
Well, the illegal streamers.
So you've watched it illegally.
You watched it legally. Right. Look at that. He's trying to fucking show. He's trying to fucking pretend he watched it legally.
Rule number five.
What?
Don't
illegal streaming. Liz.
Yeah, Lewis. Fucking hell. Look at that.
No, that's the reason
out.
I went to watch it because I literally saw the review.
You went to watch it.
He went to watch
this
it, apparently.
This story's falling apart.
Yeah.
As soon as I watched it, was because I was curious to see if I was going to get a seizure.
I like the way you pretended you watched
epilepsy.
I like the way you pretended you watched it in the cinema.
Here on the Alan Mike Show, we do not condone any illegal streaming or anything like that. It's
no,
a joke.
Just Incredibles 2.
Pay your way.
In fact, you know what film I wanted to see?
Go on, let's hear it.
Christopher Robin.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing it.
I think it looks quite good.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You thought we were going to take the piss then.
Yeah.
The poo's a G.
No,
Anyway,
have you watched any films? You've got to carry on more.
Oh,
any
right,
film?
Okay.
Any film?
Nah, I've just been watching
good
TV.
Good luck, carry on then, hurry up.
I heard, right, that you do actually have a product on the way, yeah, that you can plug on this show. And I thought that was the reason why your agent got into the show. But I heard that you've got a new computer game.
Yeah.
That you were going to use the Unreal Engine to make your computer game, your own engine if you wanted to. Now my question is, why don't you just use the Unreal Engine? What if it's better?
Well, yeah,
because coding's more work.
So you're saying
I hate doing coding?
Are you saying you could make your own video game engine?
I hate coding.
Make it in Python.
I hate fucking.
Are you
coding.
Saying you could make a rival to Unreal Engine 4?
If I went back to college or uni, yeah.
Well, at the moment, you could.
You could honestly make a, you know, epic games. They make, you know, Gears of War, Fortnite and stuff. One of the biggest...
They make an engine that runs everything, yeah.
Yeah, are you saying you personally, by yourself, could make an engine that rivals Unreal Engine 4?
Not a group, but I could.
What you're saying is your little scrappy group at college could make the Unreal Engine.
That's what you go to college for, yes.
So this billion-dollar corporation, you could outdo them.
I mean, that's where all of them started.
But you're saying you could beat
them. That's where Unreal Engine started. That's where Facebook started. That's where pretty much everything started in, like, a college course.
No, but what you're saying is you could rival Unreal Engine 4.
With time, yes.
Fucking hell, Lewis.
Do it.
Oh,
do
go
it.
On then, Lewis.
What's the game about then, mate?
What's this game about then you're going to make the engine for?
He's not going to. He's going to use Unreal Engine because it's just there already.
No, because at the end of the day, I'd make the engine...
We're not talking about the engine anymore.
I'm talking about the game
to
now.
Make the games.
Oh, okay.
Well, we'll throw some game titles at you then.
Yeah.
Alright.
So, Hotel for Frogs.
Would you make a game,
make a game called
Frog.
Hotel for Frogs?
And what would it be about?
So I'm trying to picture that now.
Too late, come up with a new title.
Would you make a game based on Caligula? The
Caligula
movie.
The game.
Caligula the game.
That one, yeah.
Yeah, would you make a game based on that?
Mate, this is all audio only, so
yeah,
point the poster of Caligula, no one can see that, mate.
What about?
The Adventures of...
What the fuck is that?
Oh, here we go, fucking hell.
You what do you mean you don't know Mr.
It's too
Soccer
fucking
is,
hipster,
mate?
He's too fucking hipster to know
going
Mr.
Going back to
is.
The first one, fucking I've got a bit of an idea there.
Go on.
What's this one, mate?
Quite a popular game a while back, that's kind of dying on
the Is this
that.
Hotel for Frogs?
It's Hotel for Frogs.
Okay.
So, top down view.
Yeah.
Like dungeon crawly type thing.
Yeah, imagining it.
Would this be
a hotel?
Would this be
a hotel,
Engine
yeah.
4?
Yeah.
Is it a big hotel?
With frogs.
Good. Yeah, sounds fantastic.
I like it.
Sounds really good, yeah. What about... Beard Simulator 5?
Yeah.
That probably more the hairdressing game kind of come down to a thing.
But can't you simulate a beard?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, what, shaving, could they be getting rid of the
engine? I want to simulate the beard.
Be hairdresser the simulator.
Can your engine simulate individual strands of beard hair?
Yeah.
Yes.
To the perfect degree.
So you've got your gamepad, right? Mm-hmm. And you've got to hammer the buttons to make the beard grow.
This would be mouse and keyboard, obviously. This would be.
That's offensive, mate.
If you are making a beard with high resolution textures, you wouldn't be putting it on a game console.
How about? How about?
You feel very strongly about that.
Yeah, I do.
I've got a good one. I've got a good one. Mario.
I can't.
Just.
Would you reboot Mario?
I can't rip off a game that already exists.
There's not a Mario game called Just Mario.
Just yeah, Mario.
It's true.
There's no games out there.
But they
And when everybody says, oh, I love playing that Mario back in the day, you could say, ah, look at this game. It's called Mario. Have a go.
How would you reboot
Play
Mario?
Play my game.
How would you make Mario?
Your own Mario? What would you do?
They haven't copyrighted the name Mario.
They have. I'm pretty sure they own the name Mario.
Super Mario, mate.
Super Mario?
Yeah, how would you make them? How would you reboot the Mario
game? You can't own the name Mario. Fucking hell.
Well, I have, you know, someone owns the name Saga.
What?
You know the guys that make Candy Crush and all that?
Yeah.
They've succeeded, but they tried to take the name of and own the Saga, so no game could use the
Saga's Saga. Not a name, but yeah, a person, though.
Like, how many Marios do you think there are in the world currently?
Yeah.
Maybe there is no Mario. Maybe Mario doesn't actually exist.
Like, there's loads of Mario.
There's
right?
probably a lot of
Mario. Mario didn't
what about Mario Van Peebles? Think about it. Yeah.
What?
Exactly.
What?
Mario Balotelli.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is...
Mario came Nintendo, first, then these came off.
Nintendo could just fucking sue Mario Balotelli's parents as and when they want, but they choose...
Mm-hmm. They probably own the copyright name in the game industry for the name Mario.
Why don't you try it? Why don't you take this to court and make your Mario game?
That's I'm guaranteeing they have patented the name.
You've lost him.
That's what they did.
What's the game that you're making?
What's
mate?
The game you're making?
You came on this show to plug your game. Your game.
Our game is going to be.
What about Lego abortion clinic?
Yeah. Would you? How would you do that?
Simulator.
That could be quite. That's actually.
Would it be on the Nintendo? Would it be on Nintendo Switch? Exclusively.
No, he's already said he wouldn't fucking make
it. If I'm playing an abortion simulator, I want it on the Switch.
That one could be doable. Beards, though. Like I said, beards, because of the high detail of a beard, would be hard to do on a console.
I want high-definition abortions.
Shut up. But...
Don't you?
Lego... a Lego game is doable on the Switch and the game's console. Lego Hospital.
From what I've heard,
from
what I've heard about this engine he's doing, it's not very scalable. It's only available for high spec PCs.
No, it's scalable to
the
console.
Switch, whilst
when you proposition to me a beard at high resolution, I can't go, yeah, we can totally downscale that to a games console.
I'm high resolution, I'm thinking 720p.
Yeah. Not for a beard.
What resolution would it need to be?
Do you know how much it would take to make a beard?
Really fixated on the beard.
Do you know how long? Like, do you know how long it takes to make a single strand of hair?
Dunno.
I want a beard simulator game, right, where each individual hair is pluckable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know how hard that
individually,
would be?
Individually.
That would be so hard.
So if I want to have a beard that just has like five hairs.
Now, from what I understand here, just making this beard is harder than making the engine itself.
Final Fantasy Spirits Within 2002.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which
they animated every little strand of hair of that shit.
Which is Square Enix.
Yeah.
Which is one of the best companies in terms of anime.
At the time, it was Squaresoft.
Squaresoft. I know.
Why didn't you get it right first time then, mate?
Because I couldn't remember.
What's your favourite NX game?
NX game?
Yeah.
Kingdom Hearts, that's where I started.
That's fucking Square Enix!
That was Squaresoft!
Squaresoft, mate.
Kingdom Hearts
2?
No.
Enix, go on.
Just Enix. Not Square Enix.
Oh, each one Enix. I don't know what games Enix even made.
Oh, here we fucking go. Look at this fucking fake fucking Japanese fucking nerd here.
I'm angry.
You know
Squaresoft in probably are.
Mate, I don't play computer games, but you're the one who's going to design his own fucking games engine.
Yeah, and you fucking don't even know
you've
a fucking Enix
a list of four games. Yeah. That you need to make by next week.
Beard simulator.
We're going to come back.
Lego abortion.
Lego abortion.
Lego abortion.
Frog Caligula. Caligula video game.
I'm writing them down, don't worry.
Oh, cheers, mate.
And the Caligula game, which I still haven't even decided on yet.
Right, when are these products hitting the shelves, mate, so people can rush out to buy them?
Right, the
I reckon
the Lego ones,
Lego Hospital Abortion Edition is gonna fucking fly off the shelves.
I reckon that'll be the first one to come up, because that'll be the easiest to make Lego Abortion.
Yeah. I've got...
You're just going to ride
investors
on, the rest of your life.
On the phone, ready to invest in any of those games.
Right, Lego definitely will be first.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. Mario, we're not doing Mario because
why not, mate?
I don't want a court case on Mario.
You can't have a court case for Mario.
I can. Nintendo,
what would you make Mario?
Sue people just for streaming their games.
So?
Yeah, but
so?
It's not a Nintendo game.
It's lowercase
game,
mate.
It's your game.
Lowercase M. They can't sue you.
No.
Just make Mario black.
They'll be
it?
Searching for capital M, A R I O.
Yeah,
whereas you write
would you
lowercase.
Bruce Phillips
M-A-R-I-O.
Is a lawyer. He knows.
I'm a lawyer.
Would you make the character Mario black?
Would you make him black?
Black Mario.
Take off the M, Ario. There we go.
Mario. And the question is,
would you make Mario black? Would you make
his setting?
It's ghetto Harlem.
Like, because obviously Mario's meant to be a plumber, like an Italian plumber.
This is your Mario, mate. You can't copy fucking Nintendo Mario. Do you want to get sued?
So what Mario do you want?
What Mario do you want?
You're the one that suggested making a Mario game.
No, I didn't.
If you didn't even have the idea, why are you saying it?
I didn't. This is your idea. This is what you're pitching to me.
I haven't fucking pitched Mario to you.
No, you pitched Lego Abortion to me.
I didn't pitch Lego Abortion to
you
either. No, I didn't. I haven't pitched any fucking game.
Right. Read that out. What's that say?
Sherlock Holmes versus FIFA 2000.
Imagine this, there's a football match going on and also there's a murder and you've got to play the game, the football game, and solve the murder at the same time.
Oh, mate, and also Mario can be the person.
Mario Detective. Mario Detective.
Nah. Sherlock Holmes.
No, that's too far, mate.
Versus FIFA 2008. Come into a store near you in
like
probably
I said,
2019.
In order, we'd definitely be Lego Abortion would be first, because that would be easy to push out.
And also the more successful.
It would be easy to push out being an abortion. Abortions, pushing them out,
yeah. Hotel for Frogs, because we'd make that a bit more indie. Mm-hmm. So that'd be a bit... And that,
like Frog Fractions.
Yeah. Then, depending on Caligula and how people want that to go, that would probably be the next one. But like I said, Beard Simulator would 100% be the last one we push out.
Okay.
Because of the time it would take.
What's your engine called, by the way?
He's not making an engine, mate. You can just
use
your
Unreal.
If you were going to make your own engine, what would it be called?
And plus, I wouldn't use Unreal to make a beard.
He'd have to make his bespoke engine.
Have you looked at all the games that use Unreal Engine?
Yeah.
They do not look graphically amazing.
Some do.
No, they don't. Name
them. Gears of War 4. Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
It does. It looks great. It
the first one looked good for the time.
They all look great. Unreal Engine 4 is probably the most versatile engine there is available. I mean, it powers like Dragon Ball FighterZ, Street Fighter.
Yeah,
5,
Dragon Ball FighterZ, yeah.
Yeah? It powers lots of games.
Yeah, it powers it. It doesn't make it look graphically amazing.
Unreal, name a better engine than that for graphics.
The Crystal Tools.
Oh, the fucking Square Enix are making your fucking Weeaboo Kingdom Hearts
game. Even the Frostbite engine's better than that.
Have you had a new idea?
We've had a new one through the...
Have you had a new idea? I can see it in your face that you've had a new idea.
What's your new idea, a bit of change on this. I don't know who that is.
I don't know what you're talking about, mate. What's the change on what? This is your idea that you've just thought of right now.
I'm thinking of it. Not that.
I can't even read what it fucking says.
Yes.
What's it say?
Yes. George Soros' Bugs Life. We're bringing back Bugs Life.
George Soros' Bugs Life.
We're bringing back Bugs Life.
If you do lowercase b and lowercase l, Disney won't sue you.
You don't want to get sued.
Lewis, did you watch Bugs Life
Disney
at the cinema?
Nintendo,
yes, I
Disney
have seen Bugs Life.
Just like you've seen Incredible 2s at the cinema.
I saw that on VHS, Bugs Life.
What? Oh, did you?
Yeah.
So you're lying again. You can't fucking tell the truth, can you?
So you're not a millennial, but you've seen a VHS. Yeah.
Bugs Life was out like 1996.
Yeah.
No parent would take a 3-year-old to the cinema.
No, I saw it at the cinema.
96? I saw it at the cinema because we're old, don't
we? We're old men.
Yeah,
that's why I saw it at VHS.
Okay,
the first film I saw at the cinema was Pokemon, the first movie.
Wow, what was the first first film you saw at the cinema?
I want to say...
The earliest film I remember might not be actual one, but it's probably The Little Mermaid. I remember definitely watching that at the cinema.
What's I saw one? The DuckTales film.
Were you annoyed at Tailspin?
The what?
Were you annoyed it wasn't Tailspin?
Yes.
I remember you telling me that before.
Angry.
What's the one where it's a kid and then it's real life, it's all animated?
Oh fuck! Is it Macaulay Culkin?
I think it
and
is.
Book.
Page Master.
Page Master. That's the first film.
Oh, that was. Yeah, good. I always wanted to see. No,
Page Master's a load of fucking shit.
Yeah, it was shite. I remember.
I don't like Page Master.
I think I've played when I was really little.
Soldiers. I can't remember it very well.
Weirdly, it holds up today.
Toy Soldiers is a good film. I like that one with the terrorists take over the school.
No, not seen it.
Oh, here we go. Fucking hell, I'm showing my fucking age here.
You are.
I'm an old man, I am.
You are.
I'm a fucking old man, old fucking...
thin man. I want Fat Al back.
Fat Al's dead, mate. Fat Al is dead.
He's got a little bit left on the face, but other than
I
that...
I weigh four stone... Here we go, fucking fat shaming you
fucking
are.
Fucking rude.
Fucking rude. I weigh 4 stone now. You're saying I should get...
You're saying you weigh half me?
Yeah.
Was 28.
I was 28 stone.
6 months ago. Yeah. What stone? And you're still saying.
Now in the Kat Von Cage episode a month back, I weighed 24 stone. Now I weigh 4 stone.
Okay, so you've lost 20 stone.
I have lost 20 stone. Yeah, and you're saying
I don't
I'm still fat.
He
says I'm still fat
on this podcast, mate. Literally. Can I just say...
You got me there, mate. You got me there.
Our special guest, Lewis Richards, has brought us a gift.
Yeah.
The gift of Pepsi Max.
Yeah, yes.
And I think that should be ruled as gifts.
Bruce Phillips doesn't count as a special guest. He's an honorary member of the show.
He just barged his fucking way in.
I just kicked the door in.
Didn't even knock.
Hey, mate, come on.
Firing off guns.
Have we,
Any other points of discussion? This is at least 4 hours long now, probably.
Well,
can't read the time.
I think we'll call it there. Mm. So
it's been a
we've
good
got day. The dick beaker. What's it going to be called? Bruce Phillips.
Dunk your junk.
Yeah, and what's your game engine going to be called, lad? For these new video games you're making.
George Soros is...
I can't... Bugs Life. No, that's the game, not the game engine. Okay. I can't disclose that yet until we...
Secrets and lies with you, isn't it?
Until we go into beta and release it to the
public. Is it the Sammy Jane Lister engine?
Spoilers.
I could
shorten that to the SJL engine, yeah.
Lewis Richards?
Yes.
Final thought?
Yes.
If Sammy Jane Lister was having a stroke, would you help her?
Yes.
You would help her.
Yeah.
If two men were coming at you, would you beat them off?
Clothesline me.
How many men could you beat off, do you reckon?
How many men could you beat off at once?
Beat off or fight off?
Beat off. They're coming at you, and you need to beat them off.
Yeah, would you beat them off?
Would you beat them off?
No, I would not.
So you just let them come
at
you?
You just let them come at you. God.
There's no need for this.
I've got two. No, if he's in his bedroom, it's a hardwooden floor, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't matter. You can just wipe it off. Mop it up later. That's fine, then.
That's it, lads. All right, then. One final thought here. Lewis, when are we going to get you a girlfriend? This is our... I'm sorry. this is our goal for this week. We need to find Lewis a girlfriend.
Okay. If you have heard this podcast and you like to know he is a massive racist, you'll have to keep that in check. Mm-hmm. he roofed the edge of his bed onto his hard.
Also, he is a necrophilia.
And if you're trying to come, he won't beat you off.
He will not beat you off coming at him.
I am sorry to mention this here, but if you fit this criteria, the email address is emmarobertspowerminute@gmail.com. I'm sorry, it's part of the email.
You're going to have to change.
It's part of the email. If you any ladies out there want to date Lewis Richards, he is available and ready to fuck.
Or anyone.
Any gender identity.
It's 2018. Yeah? No one gives a shit.
And I don't have to do...
Lewis, what
you
is
live
your...
your truth,
Lewis,
mate.
Lewis, what is your ideal woman? What does she look like?
Big, floppy.
Short,
That high.
God, that's good in a. In
about
a
that's fine. Mate, that's
can I'm just, not going to fuck again. Anyone. That's a child to describe it.
5-2, 5-4,
this
right?
This is audio podcast. Yeah. Come on.
No one can see
five,
you.
5-2, 5-4.
Yeah.
mate.
Yeah.
You can't date a 5-year-old, mate.
Or no, there is a woman that is 5'4", 5'2".
What else is your ideal woman?
It's only a 2-inch window that these people
just remember,
can get into.
Just remember rule number 4, mate.
No nonsense.
Lewis Richards.
Okay, what else? As you said. Wait, the height is, yeah, what else? Describe your perfect woman for everyone out there.
Piercings.
Where? Pierced, mate? Where
maximum amount of piercings.
Not bothered by where.
So if she had her eyeball
pierced. So she had 100 eyeballs pierced.
What if she had her
all down here, like horns?
Well,
She had her fanny pierced all the way through, yeah, so you
What happens if the
that
fanny?
That would make a good challenge for me to try.
What happens if the fanny had a zip on it?
I just unzip it.
What if you get your dick caught in the
zip? Yeah, you don't.
Oh yeah, no, nah.
No, mate, you don't want a woman with a dick fanny zip.
Dick fanny zip.
Yeah. What color skin would she have?
White.
Mate,
there's no need for
this. Are you racist?
Would you like a nice Filipino woman?
Rule fucking 3. That is straight. Right, that's strike 3. Turn it off.
My apologies again.
Ruined it now.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.